This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. It's not yet been a year since a gunman opened fire on Santa Fe High School, south of Houston, killing 10 people and wounding 13 last May. But the months that have passed have been long ones for those in recovery. School resource officer John Barnes was the last person shot on that fateful day. He spent weeks in the hospital, going through more than a half a dozen surgeries, and he still has many more months left of rehabilitation. As part of our Spotlight on Health project, we turn now to Alexandra Becker. She has been following his story for TMC Pulse, which is a magazine published by the Texas Medical Center in Houston. Alex, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
What made you so interested in telling Officer John Barnes' story?
Well, Officer Barnes was working as a school resource officer, as you said, and he confronted the shooter. And as you said, he was the last person shot that day. From the immediate media coverage, it was clear to me that Officer Barnes was one of the heroes from that day. But also, after learning about how critical his injuries were, I really wanted to tell the story of the people who saved his life that day. So I wanted to talk about Officer Gary Forward, who put a tourniquet on him and stopped him from bleeding to death within minutes. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about the nurses on Life Flight, the air ambulance service run by Memorial Hermann here in Houston, mm-hmm. who kept him alive until he reached UTMB, which is the Level 1 Trauma Center in Galveston, where he had his surgeries and where he recovered. So most importantly, I really wanted to tell the story about the trauma team who quite miraculously saved his life.
I think most people know that the school resource officer is often the first line of defense in a situation like this. What exactly, could you explain that role of that school resource officer a little bit more thoroughly for us so we understand just what it was that John Barnes was expected to do that day?
So something not everyone may know is that a school resource officer, they are commissioned, sworn law enforcement officers. They're not security guards. So they are trained to move directly to any threat as quickly as possible, and then they're trained to neutralize that threat, just like a police officer. In fact, many, like Officer Barnes, began their careers as police officers.
Mm-hmm. And so on that day, what did John Barnes do? I mean, have you been able to piece together exactly what happened, what his experience was that day?
Yes. Through a series of interviews, I was able to hear in second-by-second detail what happened through Officer Barnes' eyes that day when he heard that there were reports of a shot fired and when he entered into the hallway. And as soon as he had confirmation that there was actually gunpowder and he smelled it, the way he tells it is he was using the edge of the hallway as a shield. And as he turned the corner, he had his arm with his gun out. And as soon as the shooter saw his arm, he opened fire on Officer Barnes.
So what happened then to Officer Barnes?
So after he was shot, he immediately went to the ground and there was another officer, Officer Gary Forward, who was right behind him. The shooter had hit his brachial artery, which is a main thoroughfare to the heart, mm-hmm. and he had an open gaping wound in his arm and he was bleeding out quickly. So Officer Forward, they had just begun carrying tourniquets and he took that tourniquet and he wrapped it around Officer Barnes' arm, and that ultimately was one of the first pieces that saved his life that day.
One of the interesting aspects of this was that that Officer Barnes thought that it was maybe going overboard having these tourniquets, right?
Yes, absolutely. He told me he had thought they were not necessary, and of course, he found out that they were one of the biggest pieces as far as him having his life saved that day.
Why do you think it's important to tell a story like this, to follow up in detail on the story of someone like Officer Barnes?
In the mass shooting that took place at Santa Fe High School that day, as you mentioned, 10 people died and another 13 were wounded. And I think it would have been important to follow up on each of those stories, each of those individuals' stories. I personally think Officer Barnes is a hero for how he acted during such a tragic event. And I wanted to share his story, but even more, I wanted to share the stories of the trauma teams and the first responders who were also heroes that day. Mm-hmm. I wanted to share the bigger picture in the context of the people whose stories are not often told, the people who just went to work that day and, as they do every day, saved someone's life by doing their job and doing it well.
So what about Officer Barnes? Has he returned to Santa Fe High School or no?
Not in a professional capacity. I know that right now he's focused on healing and he is looking to the future, but I can say that every time he talks about the people who saved his life, he gets very emotional and he says he doesn't want to waste it. He is so grateful that so many people worked so hard to keep him alive, and he wants to work as hard as he can in return to honor them and what they did for him.
Alexandra Becker is a senior staff writer for TMC Pulse, which is published by the Texas Medical Center in Houston. Alex, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.